The Philadelphia Craft Show opens at the Pennsylvania Convention Center later this week. Now in its 39th year, it features 195 artists selected by the Philadelphia Art Museum to sell their work. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that this year it sprouted a citywide art fair called Craft Now.
The idea of Craft Now was hatched by art consultant Clara Hollander when she returned from the Art Basel Fair in Miami, buzzing about how to showcase Philadelphia's craft scene, and she thought she could leverage the art museum's craft show.
The craft show is a commercial endeavor where people go to buy things, and it's to support the Philadelphia art museums. What we're giving is we're exhibiting the best of the best. It's not for sale necessarily.
This is the first year of Craft Now, and it's starting with just four galleries showing the work of 14 artists. One of them is Paula Winokur. Winokur makes large sculptures from big chunks of porcelain. They look raw and cracked. The sculptures are on display at the Clay Studio and at the Philadelphia Art Alliance, and they're modeled after ice glaciers, which she has visited up close to get a sense of their splits, their splinters, and crevices.
They are gorgeous. I mean, it's huge sculptures. You're this big and there's this giant. You know, I've been influenced by the phenomenon. And my idea has been to take what I'm seeing and bring it into the gallery and have people think about it.
What Winokur wants people to think about is climate change and melting glaciers. Her husband, on the other hand, has no message behind his work. Robert Winokur is showing work at the Art Museum and at the Clay Studio as part of Craft Now. He makes whimsical assemblages of shapes that can resemble houses.
I had a show in Limoges, in France, and the woman wanted to know if those were the concentration camp huts. So I said, no, and let it be at that. But what she saw was what she brought to it.
The four exhibitions at the Art Alliance, the Clay Studio, the Art Museum, and the Center for Art in Wood feature work by 14 fellows of the American Craft Council. Organizers hope to eventually expand the number of exhibitions and turn this into a destination event. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.